Amen and amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise, O God, and thanksgiving, O God. I decree and declare, O God, salvation, O God. I decree and declare healing amongst us, O God. I decree and declare we are rich, O God. I decree and declare we are an overcomer, Lord. I decree and declare freedom, O God. I decree and declare we are rooted and grounded in love, O God. I decree and declare renewing of spirit, God. I decree and declare oneness in you, O God. I decree and declare divine health, O God. I decree and declare protection, O God. I decree and declare innovative ideas, O God. I decree and declare, O God, strength, Lord. I decree and declare, O God, a forgiveness, O God. I decree and declare, O God, increase, Lord. I decree and declare, O God, a soulmate, O God. I decree and declare, O God, marriage will continue to be deathless, O God. I decree and declare, O God, development, O Lord. I decree and declare, O God, open doors, Jesus. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge and understanding, O God. I decree and declare, O God, that we are perfect, whole, complete, and divine, God. I decree and declare, O God, all things work out for your good, O God. And I decree and declare breakthrough, O God. And thank you so much, O God. Prophetess Darlene, we can open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Praise your name, Father. Lift up your holy name, Father God. Thank you in advance for all things, Lord. Upon us. Let it be done, Lord.
Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this prayer line and for our ability to get on it again, God, this morning, this new morning, this new day that you have made for us. We will all rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful, Father. Thankful for your goodness, your mercy, your love, your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us together again and unifying us as one, one in body of Christ. We love you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision to allow us to come together in prayer. God, we bless them with peace. Pray for their safety upon their return to the United States, God. I pray that they come back with wonderful testimonies about your goodness, God, and how you have worked in your people while they were in Ghana. And God, I ask you to look upon each and every person on the line on this morning, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Thank you for the good report about Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you, God. You said, who shall believe our report? We believe your report, God. We love you. We're glad about her healing, God. And I thank you for my healing, Lord. I'm thanking you every day, God. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to remember each person on the line. Remember the prophets, prophetesses. Remember us all, God. Bless them with creative ideas and ability to move forward in faith. Bless Prophetess Barbara Tucker and all the contracts that she's receiving, God, and all the work that she's doing and just demonstrating you, Lord, in the earth. And thank you, God, for Prophetess Darlene, who's leading these calls every morning until Prophetess Deborah returns. Thank you for those who are laboring in the vineyard, all of us. God, thank you for your peace. Thank you for each and every blessing, God. I ask you to look upon those in Puerto Rico, God, and thank you for the help that they're getting, God. Thank you for the help that they're getting, and bless them, God, and bless the people in the other islands, God, all of the islands and all of the areas where people had lost homes and were damaged by floods and hurricane, God. Bless them, God. Thank you, God, for your blessings and your mercy. And I ask you to bless my family and remember the marriages and the family, God. Keep them together. And I look upon, I'm asking you to look upon Naya, Lord, my niece. Though she's troubled, God, we know that you're going to work things out for her. And I thank you, God. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for your mercy and your grace even now, Father God. We thank you for your love, Father God. Father God, allow us to show your agape love in every interaction that we make even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for restoration even now, Father God. Father God, any spirit unlike you, contrary to your work and your will, Father God, allow it to cease and to die even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps in your will, Father God, even now. Father God, I thank you for my family. I lift up my family before you even now, Father God. Father God, allow healing to take place, Father God. Touch our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, touch my sister even now, Father God. I lift her up, Father God, and give her wholeness and health even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for touching our minds and allowing peace to reign in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for divine joy even now, Father God. Father God, protect us as we come and as we go, even now, Father God. Father God, allow today to be a great day, Father God. Allow things to move smoothly, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest even on this morning, Father God, and allow things to happen in your will and in your timing, Father God. Father God, thank you for all of these things. Thank you for right partnerships, right relationships even now, Father God. In your mighty name we pray. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you for even waking me up this morning to join this prayer. It's a joy and a pleasure to join with the brothers and sisters in our faith, Father God. Psalms 18:6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his tabernacle, amen, and my cry came before him, even his ears. I thank you, God, for hearing us, Father God. I thank you, God, for giving us favor as we walk even among men, that we may be able to speak and sing and be all that you want us to be, and that they may know you, God. I thank you for healing the families that are on this line, Father God, the ones standing in proxy for their loved ones, Father God. Thank you for being in right mind. Thank you for favorable prophetic, the favorable prophetic trip in Ghana, Father God. And I thank you for assigning us Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God, covering us and helping us lead the way, Father God, for your people. Thank you, God, and we decree and declare open doors of favorable business network in this hour, a salvation for our family and friends, and we thank you for the turnaround. We're trusting you in this hour for the recovery and the restoration and even this hurricane season. God, we're trusting you even for the turnaround in our governmental system, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the people that are waking up and uniting together, Father God, even in Puerto Rico, Father God. Thank you for just jolting people to have compassion, God, in this hour and love in this hour, Father God. For nothing is by chance or accident, Father God, but you move through us, God, in this hour. And we thank you for everything, everything being in divine order. We're trusting you, God. We love you. We praise you, and we thank you for protection and covering. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And thank you, Lord, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, God. I want to thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. I want to thank you, God, for giving us a way out of no way, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, for insight, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, for connections, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for making us whole, complete, and divine, and perfect, God, in you. I want to thank you, God, for the great harvest that you have opened for us, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, for dwelling richly in our hearts, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, for when whatever we befall come to us, you have our hand, God. You never let us fall. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, God, for directing our mind towards your command, oh God. I want to thank you, Lord, for making a clear way for us, oh God. And I want to thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. I want to thank you, God, for being our hope amongst us, oh God, and even in our communities, oh God, that have been affected by the storm, being a hope for them as well, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us a cheerful heart, God. And we thank you, Lord, for radiating diligently and with us as we walk and as we do our, and even at work, as we work for you, Lord. Thank you, God, for increasing faith, Jesus, oh God. God, thank you, God, for that we can find rest in you, Lord. And thank you, God, that you never leave us comfortless, God. Thank you, God, for guiding us into all truth, Lord. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, God. Thank you, God, for healing, Lord. Thank you, God, for your healing power. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. And thank you, Lord, for the recovery and that you have for the prophet, God, and all the prophetesses, Lord. God, you know who they are, Lord. Thank you, God, for your healing, God. And, Lord, thank you, God, for just being with us each and every day, God, and leading us in the path of your righteousness, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for that, oh, God. And thank you, God, for making us, you know, no more horrors about wars. And, God, thank you, God, for letting peace reign here in our country, God. Thank you, God, for just giving the leader of our country, God, our president, the wisdom and knowledge, God, and understanding, God. Help him, oh, Lord, oh, God. Bless him that he will bless your country as you will have him to, oh, God. And, God, thank you, Lord, that the word of you, God, is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts in the intents of our heart. God, thank you, God, for that, God. And thank you, Lord, for whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh, God. And thank you, oh, God, in your mighty name, oh, God. And, God, also thank you for being with the shut-in, God. Thank you, God, for comforting them. Thank you, God, also for traveling mercies, Lord, and thank you, God, for keeping us protected as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. Thank you, God, for protecting Master Prophet, our leader, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the leading lady, and all the ones that travel with them, God. Thank you, God, on a journey to Africa. Thank you, God, for protecting them from accidents and harm to the body and or spirit, God. Thank you, God, for supporting them with your grace, Lord. And thank you, God, for letting them be mindful of your presence and your peace, God. And thank you so much, God, for bringing them home safe and sound, oh, God. We want to thank you, Lord, and thank you so much for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh, God. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Regina.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, for giving us favor, Lord God, for mercy, Lord God, for just allowing us to be humble, dear God, for allowing us to repent in this season, oh, dear God, so that we can be reconciled back to thee, oh, Father God. We want to thank you for your love, oh, dear God, for, Lord God, you said in Romans 8:38-39, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just the special anointing that you keep bestowing upon us each and every moment of the day, Father God. I thank and I praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, for just giving me the ability to stand upon thy word, oh Father God. Thank you for allowing me, to, Lord God, to just follow thy precepts, oh Father God. I thank and I praise your name for my spiritual family, Father God. I thank and I praise your name for my blood relatives, oh Lord, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be on one accord. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise your name, Lord God, for our Archbishop Ipanajoy and our Father, oh dear God, in the ministry, Lord God. I thank you for our mother, Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that you have given them the vision, oh dear God, to lead us in this season, oh dear God, so that we can help globalize the prophetic, Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just allowing them to go over to Africa, oh dear God, to spread your holy and righteous word, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just keeping and guiding them, oh Father God. Lord God, we just ask that you give us the strength to continue to help them hold their arms up in this season, oh Father God. Bless the ones that went over there with them, oh Father God, that you will bring them back home safely, Lord God, that they will have safe travels, oh Father God, and they will have new testimonies, a new vision, a new mind, oh dear God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the prophets that's on the line, oh dear God, every household that is represented. Give them a special anointing, oh Father God, that they will continue to serve your holy and righteous name. Bless the marriages, oh Father God, that you will bring them on one accord. Bring the communication back to us, oh dear God. Lord, let us reconcile relationship that is not right in your eyesight, oh Father God. Let us magnify you like never before, oh dear God. Lord God, forgive us of our sins, oh dear God, that we know knowingly and unknowingly, oh Father God. Forgive us, oh dear God, so that we can repent, Lord God, so that we can be reconciled back to you, oh Father God, so that we will be in right relationship, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for just covering us with your blood constantly, oh dear God. We thank you for your blood, oh dear God. We thank you for being the ultimate sacrifice, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, with Lord God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for just blessing the poem, oh dear God, the poem family, oh dear God, and those that are listening, oh Father God. We thank you for the prayers that's already been lifted up on this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the prayers that's going on all over the world, oh dear God. And Lord God, most of all, bless our leaders in this season, oh dear God, that they will continue to follow thy will and thy word, oh dear God. No matter what it look like for us, Lord God, we know that you are in control. You are the head, Lord God, and we thank you for it, oh dear God. We thank you for all things that you have made possible, Lord God. We thank you for blessing our hands in this season. We thank you for giving us wisdom, oh dear God, to obtain wealth. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you so that we will be able to bring all the riches into your storehouse so that we will be richly blessed, oh dear God, to bless those that are less fortunate. And Lord God, we thank you for just blessing the sick and shut-in, oh dear God, and bringing them to be stronger, oh dear God. For Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. We decree and declare it on this morning, Lord God. We just ask that you continue to bless us so that our voice can ring loud, oh dear God, and we will continue to be the remnant in the earth, oh Father God, so that we will be that sweet smelling savor, oh Father God, that you are allowing to just permeate the air, oh Father God. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank
you. Father God, we're just thanking you for the dawning of a new day. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land with the Lord, which the Lord has sworn unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to seed and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God has multiplied you. And behold, ye this day as the stars and of heaven and multitude. The Lord God of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Father, we're just thanking you for your love and your compassion. Father, we're thanking you for having ear to hear your voice in any situation that we are in, Father. We thank you for declaring the power and the victory that you give us. We thank you that we have the ability to take dominion over everything, every situation. Father, we're thanking you for our leadership. Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for world peace. We thank you for the mothers, Father. We thank you for the elders and the bishops and the teachers and the leaders and the evangelists. Father, we thank you for covering our children in this season. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection as we travel to and fro. And know that your angels cover us from every corner of the realm. Father, we thank you for the traveling mercies as our spiritual family are coming back from West Africa. Father, we delight in all that you have in store for us. Father, we thank you, and we are praising you that not even just that you're hearing our prayers, Lord, that but we are being willing and obedient to submit under you, under your law, under your way of being, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Father, we thank you for every prayer that's been uttered. We thank you for marriages, the renewing of marriages, Father, the right relationships, Father. We thank you for business opportunities. Father, if there was any pink slip that was given, Father, we know that you're opening up a greater door because of the creativity of your people that you have instructed. So, Father, we thank you for having that hearing ear and an open heart to submit and obey your will, your way, and your law. Father, we thank you for the clarity that you give us, even in our meditative hours. We thank you for this line, Father, that everyone's coming on one accord in victory. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. I love you, Father. Amen.
Prophet Michael. Prophet Michael Ellis.
Yes, yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, I thank you tonight for this time of gathering. I thank you, Lord God, for the prophets come together. I'm praying, Lord God, tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace in our lives, Lord God, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, also for taking us from one dimension to the other, even in the spiritual fins and the fins of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the set man of the house of God, Master Prophet Ibn al-Jordan, also Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for leading them in the way that you would want them to go, Heavenly Father, and not of self. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for their family, Lord God, too. Heavenly Father, Joshua, Lord God, Bethany, Lord God, Prophet Manasseh, Lord God, and the rest of them, Lord God, and Naomi. We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray to God that you keep them in your order, Lord God, in your steps. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets. We thank you for the prophetess. We thank you for the fledgings, Lord God. Touch the fledgings, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, motivate them around the things of God too, Heavenly Father. Bless them in their schoolwork. Bless them in their colleges where they're getting ready to go, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for making a way out of no way for those that may be going through a hard time. Touch those in Puerto Rico, Lord God. Make a way for them, Lord God. Touch those in Texas, Lord God. Lord God, touch them. Make a way for them, Lord God. May a spirit of love be poured out upon the nation, Lord God, with people to start to help and blessing one another and helping another, which is already in process. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that something will birth out good out of all this, Lord God, in the midst of all this chaos that's what's been going on. But, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for great things that are happening also, too, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that those that may be sick in body, we thank you, Lord God, for healing them, our Mother Jordan, Lord God. Lord God, Mary Jordan, we thank you for healing her in her mind, her spirit, and her soul, and also her physical body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, according to your will. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, those that also have a prophet that may be sick in body, we thank you for touching their body, their minds, and their spirit, Lord God. But according to your will, Lord God, we thank you, Father. And we pray, Lord God, for just the things that you're getting ready to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father, we bless you for every utterance. We bless you for everyone on this call. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough for the mind, body, soul, spirit, finance, career, books that need to be published. Lord God, every gift that you have stirred up within us, Lord, we call it into fruition. and full manifestation. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for every home that's represented, and we say peace be still in Ebosha, in every home, in every relationship, on every job. Lord God, we decree and declare peace in the Caribbean, along the waters, peace from the chaos in community, peace, Lord God, in the courtroom, peace, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in the highways, peace, Lord God, and restoration and repair as you release and dispatch your angels of restoration in the Caribbean and the southern regions, Lord God, even in our various areas where we are residing, Lord God, you've called us to take dominion, and we call forth restoration in our communities, repair in our schools. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the full manifestation of your glory in, through, and on our behalf. We thank you in Jesus' name for divine protection, Lord God, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against us is already condemned. And we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please. You may be speaking on mute. Well, amen. We bless you all for being on the call. We bless you all for your participation and your continued support and faithfulness. Amen. Amen. To this vision. Amen. And we ask Prophetess Bethany if you're available to give the announcements. You may be speaking on mute. Prophetess Bethany?
I think she's trying to speak. She's not coming through clear. That's what it is.
Amen. So we want to invite you to be on the conference call at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, Pop Life Radio, 12 p.m. And again, Midnight Cry. And I believe there's a conference call at 8 p.m. where Archbishop will be present. Amen. Prophetess Bethany, are you back?
Can you hear me? Yes, yes. Can you hear
all
me?
All right, sure. Yes.
Okay, good. I hear you giving the announcement. So, yes, join us here. Back here on the line, 9 a.m., and as well as 12 noon for the Pop Life Radio. Our leadership will be back at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard, so it's exciting as we are going to be welcoming our Master Prophet and the Company of Prophets and Leading Lady Pastor Jordan back here into back home into the States. And so I want to encourage you to join us. We are also Monday through Friday having 8 p.m. call as well, so join us on that as well. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to check your emails, as the Master Prophet is still writing to us all and keeping us in the loop of what is happening. So I want to encourage each and every one of you on the line to make sure that you are checking your email and join us back here at 11:50 p.m. Eastern Standard to be back here for the Midnight Cry. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And I want us to please be present. I am confident that Pastor Deborah will be with us. Amen. And we want to welcome her, and we want to be present on the prayer call. Amen. And in great numbers, invite someone. And we just want to make her heart glad to know that we carried on in her stead. And we just want to welcome her back home. Amen. And invite someone. I want to challenge you again to post the Midnight Cry on your Facebook page. Amen. And invite someone to the call. God bless you and have a great rest of the day.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Good night.
God bless you. Good morning.